Now, we all know that whatever we end up watching on our feeds tends to be what the algorithms then start showing more of. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm going to start unsubscribing from things because I'm so tired of seeing marketing videos around setting your goals, change your day, mindset, because none of them actually tell you what that actually means. And I'm going to pick on this one, which is about goal setting, setting your goals. Well, setting the goals is easy. It's what we do next that matters, and that is the work, the actual work to achieve those goals. So I made a commitment to myself this year that I want to get healthier. I'm not saying lose weight, hopefully that'll be a side product, but get healthier for various reasons. I'd like to get healthier. Now that's set a goal. Yes, I can do that quite easily at home. I can eat better. That'd be one way of doing that. But I also know that I need to exercise more. So of course, natural thing, the first step in working towards my goal was to sign up to a health spa. Now, that would be very easy to say, fine, you've signed up. Next step of that work is that I've got to actually go. So I've been doing that. And then there's the next step. It's not just going, but I've got to choose the thing that's going to make the difference to that goal that I've set. So it's not just having the fun part, which is sitting in the spa area and enjoying all those lovely steam rooms and saunas, etc., and heated beds and whatever it may be, beneficial though they are. I've actually got to do the work. So the work is I could choose classes or I could choose going into the actual gym and using those machines. And for me, I prefer to do classes, but that's not doing enough work. The results come from, for me, the goals that I have is to do the gym work, to build up my strength. But I then had an issue. I had a fear around this. I'm not a person that naturally enjoys the gym, and I'm a little bit fearful of those big, scary machines. So I have to take the next step towards my goal. So I hired someone to take me around the gym properly as a personal trainer and had some sessions to build up my confidence. That's doing the work. Because I could have shied away from that, saying I'm fearful and I'm not going to do that and I'm not going to carry on with my next step. And that commitment that I've already made. So I've done the work, I've taken on that personal trainer. And then now I need to continue that work with or without the guidance of that trainer. I have to build in the consistency of the work. Then I will get those results. So that commitment that I made to myself, I'm already seeing the benefits of doing that work in just a matter of a few weeks. And that's got me now onto momentum because it means that now I know that if I carry on, I'm going to get those benefits many, many fold and I will achieve the health benefits that I'm looking to get. And that's just a simple example of not just setting the goal, it's about doing the actual repetitive, consistent work to bring you good results. Why am I telling you all of this? Because it applies exactly the same in your business when it comes to your digital marketing. It's not enough to say, well, I had a little go. I thought I'd spend, you know, $50, £50 on setting up a few campaigns and it didn't bring me any results. Well, to be honest, you may as well have just opened the toilet and thrown the money down there because that's not going to get you anywhere. That is not doing the work. You need to understand what your goal is in your business, what you're hoping to achieve from your marketing and from your budget, and then put the steps in place to get that result that you're after. Because if you don't know what your goal is, how can you understand what the steps are going to be? As I just explained in my simple example, I knew what my ultimate goal was, so me going away and doing the wrong work will never bring me results. And so it's not enough to say Google Ads doesn't work. Google Ads does work. You have to know the steps that you're putting in place and actually follow the system. I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please give it a like or indeed subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos like this if you'd like them. So please drop us a line if there's any particular topic that you would like to hear more about, and we'll be very happy to make those for you. Thank you for watching.